time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Next week, my wife and I will celebrate 45 years of marriage. We've worked hard on our relationship, and we're both happy we've made it this far. In 1975, we got married in a church but wrote our own vows. My wife made her own dress. Her sister made our wedding cake. We had a big wedding reception, a potluck at the Victorian Village Inn in Ferndale. That beautiful building was vacant at the time. We had the whole downstairs. That was 1975, before destination bachelorette parties, giant wedding venues, and marriage reality shows. Several bridal websites put the average cost of a wedding at $30,000 now. I guess people don't do potluck receptions anymore. The average cost for a California wedding's in the middle. Utah is less than $30,000, and the East Coast is higher. Nationwide, the bridal business is a $48 billion industry. This business sector's been hurt by the pandemic shutdown, but they'll bounce back. The Pew Research Center did an extensive survey of the institution of marriage in 2019. They found Americans are staying single longer, with the average age of the first marriage around 30 years of age. Marriage rates are declining slightly, cohabitation is increasing, divorce rates are steady but increasing for couples over the age of 50. Hawaii and Nevada are two states with the highest marriage rates. It makes sense because people go there to get married. Nevada has the highest divorce rate of any of the states. Why do people get married? Survey respondents said love is the most important reason. After that, companionship, having children, and financial stability were common reasons. What are the main reasons for divorce? Infidelity, arguing, and unrealistic expectations of marriage and of each other. What are the keys to a successful marriage? Over half the survey respondents said shared interest and satisfying sexual relations were important parts of a successful marriage. Half said sharing household chores was also very important. Pew Research found remarriage is rising. A quarter of marriages are now between two people who have each been married before. There's more marital diversity. One in six newlyweds are married to someone of a different race. But over three quarters of marriages are between people with similar political views. For centuries, marriage was an important part of survival. Love was optional, but harvesting the crops was not. Now, people have left the farm and women are more financially independent. Some couples need to find reasons to stay together. So how do you define a good marriage? A great marriage is one where each partner secretly believes they got the better deal. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.